The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Overhead Door Company of Houston, the original authentic Overhead Door Company of Houston.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
All right, call me 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Clint. Clint, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I called in earlier. The call dropped.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you called back.
Well, I caught the tail end of what you were talking about earlier, so I didn't get much of it, but you were talking about the driveways. And I was wondering if you were talking about the – I had a friend of mine at work showed me a video of how they come in, and if you have an uneven driveway, they drill these holes and they squirt this – it looks like kind of like caulking down into it, and then once it expands, it lifts it up. It makes it all. Have you seen that before? Do you know what that's called?
Well, first off, it might have been my video because I've got a bunch of them on YouTube. And yes, we have a company called Concrete Raising Corporation we've done videos with that do exactly that. Now, they use two different methods.
Okay.
Both of them will be a hole drilled, and both of them will be pumped under there. One is what we call a cement mixture. Some people call it, mud jacking, where they take mud. It's a cement mud, and they drill a bigger hole. I think it's like 5/8 hole or something. And they pump that under there, and it's a solid mixture that hardens over after a while. But it will raise the concrete up. The other one that you're thinking about that looks more like caulking, that's a urethane foam. And that will pump under there, and it will slowly expand, and they'll fill the void first, and then it'll slowly. They got to do it in short spurts so they don't overdo it, because you can. You got to be real good at it. And it'll bring the concrete up little by little till it sits where you want it to sit.
Okay.
I've had it done even at my mother's house. It works great.
Well, okay, but what you were saying earlier, if it has spiders, if it's spidered out.
If it's all cracked up in pieces, no, they can't do that. It's got to be one piece.
Well, I mean, in your opinion, in Texas, wouldn't it be better just just come out with the money and have asphalt? Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, like in places like in Arizona and stuff, they don't even do concrete, right?
Yeah. In fact, in Florida, where I went to the University of Miami and I lived there 15 years in Miami, all the driveways and stuff are asphalt. You're right.
Okay.
But it's expensive here, and not people don't do it much here, so it's hard to find someone who will do it. And the other difference is they don't have expanding soils like we do. So asphalt, it'll move around. It'll get hills and holes. It'll do all kinds of stuff if the soil moves under it.
Okay. And you said the name of this company is what now?
Concrete Raising Corporation.
Okay, well, I thank you very much, sir, and you have a wonderful weekend, and hey, keep up the good work. This is the first time I've ever called in, but I've learned a lot from you.
Thank you, Clint. I appreciate you calling and appreciate you listening.
I was going to tell you, I think my dad thinks he should probably be paid like you do, because I call him on everything. So,
well, then get out your checkbook and send him some money.
All right, take care, sir.
You bet. Maybe I should start charging my children. What do you think? I got three. And actually, my oldest boy, I think he knows more about this stuff than me now. He works in the pipelines and says, Dad, I fixed this, I fixed that, I'm restoring my oldest boy. I'll do this real quick, 20 seconds or less. You know, I restore old cars. I have a 96 Bronco. I just did a whole bunch of work on it. Thing is it is just driving like it's brand new. I'm loving it. That's my daily driver in Houston. I'm keeping my old Grand Marquis alive and running and all restored. It looks like it's brand new, and it's out in my driveway here in Brownsville. And then I have a 66 Mustang that is in my garage. It's all restored in Houston. That is kind of like my weekend fun car. So I'm always messing with stuff like this. And when my boys were young in high school, I bought that Mustang. It needed a lot of work. And I would take them out in the garage and work with them and make them do it. Even if they just watched. I said, you don't want to get dirty? Fine. You're not that interested? Fine. Then they'd get into it, though. They did, especially my oldest boy. And my father was the Model A Ford president, Club of America, and he had several. He just passed away in July. And my oldest boy is getting one of his prized possessions, his Cabriolet. It's a 1932, I do believe. All totally restored, right down to the exact screws in it. But as far as that goes, he was surrounded by it. And so now he says, Dad, I want to restore a car. I said, okay, cool. Go find yourself one. And you know what he picked? This is what kills me. All our generations are different. He picked to restore because he grew up in the back of one. And it was the year he was born, 1988. He picked a 1988 Chevrolet Suburban. And he's rebuilding and restoring the entire thing from scratch. And it's running. And he's getting into it. And that's what I said. Really? That's what you picked to restore? A 1988 Suburban? Oh, Dad, I love it, man. I love it. It's so fun to work on and this. And I said, all right, you know. I got a 96 Bronco, but to me, that's got more class than a Suburban. I've had several Suburbans in my life. I never liked driving them, but I refused to drive a minivan because it just doesn't go with my reputation. You know what I mean? All right, enough of that. Rudy's Quality Painting is who I want you to call when you're going to redo your house. I've got a call into him, so you got to get on the waiting list behind me. I have been told by Thanksgiving I have to have certain things in the house fixed up, which I don't mind. Some things are more important to me. Some things are more important to the other people living in my house. And so one of them was the outdoor teak wood furniture, which I like the old natural weathered look. People don't like it. They want it all oiled and looking new again. And so Rudy, I talked to Rudy, I don't know, maybe about 8 days ago, 10 days ago. He said, I'm on the list, take a couple of weeks, but I'll get it done before Thanksgiving. It's getting closer. Hopefully next week he'll show up sometime and start it. But hey, I did what I could do. Rudy is always there and he'll get it done. I know he will. It's probably not going to be that long of a job, a couple days. But as far as that goes, Rudy's Quality Painting, they're the professionals that can do those kind of things. Painting your house, repairing sheetrock, doing carpentry work, rehanging doors, putting in crown mold, doing window trim. I had a gentleman call me. They had a paneled room. They had all the trim ripped out, and they wanted to really dress it up, but they didn't want to take the paneling off. So Rudy came in and re-trimmed all the baseboards and the windows and everything, came back in and gave it a nice paint job, and they couldn't be happier. They were thrilled. It's because he's got the experience. That's what he's been doing all his life. That's what his dad taught him to do. It's the same thing going down the same road. He worked with his dad before he grew up. And then once he grew up, his dad grew older and hanging out at the casinos in Louisiana. And I like his dad. His dad, I've known him for a lot of years. We call him Chief, by the way. And Rudy is now Rudy's Quality Painting. So if you have projects around your home you want done, call Rudy's Quality Painting at 281-227-6100.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Texas Floors. The come-to-you floor store. Service and savings you can stand upon. Absolute Comfort Air Conditioning and Heating. Indoor Comfort Pros year-round. Kiss Generators. When the lights go out, know the power of a kiss.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
We have open lines. We want to hear from you. Be with you till the end of this hour. That would be noon, or a little bit before. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I'm replacing all the fixtures in my shower, bathtub, soap, bath, tub faucet, shower handle, and everything else, shower head.
Yes.
The shower diverter is a push-button diverter, and it is in the plate next to the handle, if you can picture that. It's not in the bathtub faucet like a lot of them are.
It's in the plate next to the handle. Yes, okay.
I can't find, like, a package replacement for that anywhere. They're all in the bathtub handle. I've looked online. I've looked on e-faucets.
I've never seen one. First off, I just want to say I've never seen one like that. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Have you gone to Morrison Supply?
I have not gone there.
I want you to go there. They're okay. My go-to people. Even here in the Valley, where I am right now, I buy all my plumbing stuff from Morrison. But in Houston, they're huge. They're all over. And if it exists, and they're every time I deal with them, they're the nicest people in the world. Go to Morrison and find out what they have. If you want to do it yourself, that's your do-it-yourself store. It's not the Home Depots. It's not the Lowe's. And I don't know anything about the internet, so I can't even comment on that. I do a little bit of shopping, but not much. Usually socks and shoes and stuff. But anyway, yeah, Morrison.
I will go
take
there.
Pictures. Go over there. See what they got.
All right.
Yeah, we do Morrison for all the plumbing. In fact, I was my plumbing program this morning. So it is the place to go. There's no doubt about it. James Hardy Building Products is the company that creates the siding that you need to use if you're going to redo your siding at all, whether it's existing home, whether you're making a storage shed, and you know, maybe you're a do-it-yourself or doing a storage shed. Maybe you're going to have your home resided and you're going to want a certified Home Show Pro and a elite preferred installer. You still have to choose the best product and you demand Hardy siding. A lot of people will try to talk you into other sidings. I don't want you to. I just want you to say, no, I want to use Hardy. And if they keep pushing a different direction, you're using the wrong people. Just say, okay, well, thank you very much, and we'll get back to you. And nicely tell them to leave. Right? We don't need to talk to you. Then they'll come back, okay, we'll do Hardy. No, you didn't have your heart in it. I want you to have your heart in it, you know? That's what you want when someone works on your house. You got to have heart. And so that's what you're looking for. And I can tell you how to get heart in a minute, who to hire that has the heart for Hardy siding. But right now I want to tell you about the advantages of James Hardy Building Products, the Hardy siding system. It does not burn, even with a giant flame on there. It doesn't melt either, by the way. It doesn't warp. It doesn't really expand and contract a little bit, not too much, not like wood. It doesn't curl and cup and do things like wood will do. And, of course, it holds paint great, and it comes pre-primed. So it's ready for the paint job. Just a wash and a paint is what you're looking for when it's all done. You got to wash it. You got to wash anything before you paint it. Hardy siding, it's the best way to go. And once you do it, it won't rot. Termites won't eat it. It won't burn. It's going to be there forever. Well, it's forever as you care. And that's what it's all about. James Hardy Building Products. But to find the right installer, you got to go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com, where we have elite preferred certified Home Show Pro installers that will work with you. Hardy siding. No, let's try a different kind. No, that's not what they're going to do because they don't want to. They want to give you the best product and the best job. And so you get the best looking house in the neighborhood. That's James Hardy Building Products. Go to homeshowhardypros.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
It's 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan on this weekend of October. Today's the 24th, and that's what we're doing right here. Let's talk to Ken. Ken, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Appreciate you taking a call.
Yes, sir.
We were thinking about replacing our water heater, and my wife wanted me to call and ask you if we should get a traditional water heater or get, I'm not sure if it's called a tankless or a heat pump type instead.
Probably not. I think you should just go with a traditional. It'll be much less expensive than if you have to retrofit your house on demand. Tankless, as you said. Tankless is a fine way to put it.
Okay, so traditional on that. And the other thing, I mean, on the water heater, it's like 18 years old, and we drained it the other day. But there's some sediment coming out. After that, hot water was fine. So, I guess 18 years is probably time to do it.
No. Mine's 22 years.
Oh, okay.
I had a guy call me the other last weekend, I think it was. He said he has 30 years. I don't fix it unless it's broken. I don't think people should fix things if they're not broken.
Yeah, that makes good sense. Yeah, like I said, just a little sediment and hot water. We're getting plenty of hot water, so.
That, I wouldn't do a thing. You know what could happen is you could put a brand new one in, and it's faulty, and it could flood your house. So if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, I've heard that saying before. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe we'll just hang with what we got. It's the GE, so.
It's fine.
I mean, no. Okay.
I wouldn't replace it if it's working. Not leaking, they're fine.
Okay. All right,
partner.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Yeah, when you get into regular tanks like a GE or a Kenmore, I guess, I don't know if they still make Kenmore. Sears kind of went to the wayside, I guess. Maybe not. I don't really keep up with it. But as far as some of the others, I don't even know what brand mine is. They all look kind of the same. You know why? Because all the parts and pieces are made at the same factory. They're distributed throughout. They're assembled in different plants, and they put different stickers on them. But for the most part, all the thermostats and gas valves and the metal casing and the tanks, and there's not a lot to them. The little sheet metal drain vent systems and stuff, it's all made the same. They're all the same. And when some are more expensive than others, unless there's a hybrid or something involved with it, it's because you pay more for a longer warranty on the same thing. It's not, hey, we give this one has a 7-year warranty. Well, this one has a 10-year warranty. It's the same water heater, but this one with a 10-year warranty costs twice as much as the one with a 2-year warranty. Okay? Because you're buying a warranty is what you are. And how good those warranties are, I don't know. Only one way to find out. Hopefully it breaks and you'll see. Then hopefully it doesn't break, because most of the time, if it breaks, it's not really the water heater that's the cost. It's the all the damage that's done by it, if it's in your attic or something. That's where all the, and that's what you have insurance for. And just a quick thing, wrap up on insurance when I go to the next break here, is insurance. And we had this call earlier about the wind coming from Laura, I think he said it was, or Sarah, I guess it's maybe in Houston. I don't know if it was in Houston or they were in Cameron County, if I remember right. That's Louisiana. Maybe it's out close to Beaumont. I don't know. But it should be covered. The damage is covered by homeowner's insurance if it's a covered issue. Now, if you have floods and you don't have flood insurance, that's different. You got to have flood insurance, and you should have it if you don't. If you're not in a floodplain, you say, well, I'm not in a floodplain, I don't need it. Yeah, but it's only like a few hundred bucks a year to cover a lot. And so it's worth just holding on to it if you can. And not rely on if you're in a floodplain or not. Because if you're in a floodplain, then it costs a lot of money. So don't wait to get in one, that's for sure. But as far as that goes, if you have a pipe that breaks, you have to pay to fix the pipe. All the damage that's caused by the pipe, this is just an example I'm using, it is all covered by your insurance. So the damage is what is covered, not what might have caused it. In some cases, it could be wind. We were talking about wind earlier. You really don't have any repair. You don't repair the wind, it just went away. But if you have pipe or a water heater that breaks, and or pipe breaks on a water heater, floods the house, all that flooding and stuff should be covered with your homeowner's insurance. Now, to finish this thought up, if you haven't talked to either your insurance company, or if you have an insurance agent that you use, depending on what company you're using, they deal differently with that way, then you should call those people and find out what your coverage is, and maybe redo your coverage a little bit. Find out if it covers your guns or your jewelry in your house. Find out what it covers in your car, because your car is considered an extension of your home. Does it cover all your tools or other things in your car? Not your car itself, but your contents. What kind of contents is covered? Are you covered with a sewage backup? That's usually a different rider. I have that one on my house, just in case the sewer decides to put nasty stuff, because it's not just a matter of cleaning it up sometimes. It's like a flood. You have to tear out the floor and everything else because you get all that contamination from raw sewage, which is gross if it overflows the tub or comes out of a shower floor. So you need to talk to your insurance company to find out what your coverage is. You probably should do it every 3 to 5 years. All right, Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them if you do get a sewer backup to come on out. And they do emergency work, by the way, and unclog it as soon as you can so you don't get a whole bunch of damage from it. And plus, it smells. You know, I mentioned earlier, I don't have a keen sense of smell, but I can smell sewage. Methane gas has a smell all its own, and I've smelled way too much of it crawling around on roofs and dealing with plumbing problems and issues like that. But Abacus Plumbing, they're there to take care of that for you. Abacus Plumbing can take care of any of your problems you have, like getting up in the morning and not having hot water. Hey, call Abacus Plumbing. Having sewage backup. Hey, call Abacus Plumbing. Hey, you just bought a new faucet for your kitchen sink. You're not crawling under there to install it. Call Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them from the emergency work to just having the fun stuff done, like a new faucet and sink put in your kitchen, things like that. Buy it, get the ones you want, they'll install it for you. That's Abacus Plumbing. You can count on them. Call them at 713-PLUMBING.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get right back to the calls. Let's talk to Al. Al, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Very good.
Well, I've got some weird problems here. I think it's possibly foundation problems or something to that effect. We've got an outer door, a steel door, and then an inner door, and then a side door that goes into the garage, and we can't get them locked or unlocked very easily without almost jamming your shoulder. And I'm not sure who to call. I don't think we can afford foundation repair, but
okay. Well, let's talk about this a minute. Let's take one of the doors. They close in the opening. They just don't lock. Is that correct?
They're even hard to get pulled open. Really.
So are they sticking?
Oh yeah, very badly.
Okay, they're sticking badly. First thing you do when the door's sticking is you check to see if the hinges are coming loose. So take a screwdriver and make sure all the hinges are tight. Simple. Uh-huh. Take 2 minutes. Maybe you already did it. That's the first thing you do. Second thing is, if you can get it in the opening, even if you have to shove it tight, look at it and find out how it's sticking. If they're all three of them are sticking, mm-hmm. are they doing the same thing, or are they in the same row? In other words, are all the walls in the same direction that they're moving?
Okay.
If that's the case, it could be moving. Do you have any other signs of cracks or anything in your house?
Yeah, there are some.
Okay. So you probably have a foundation movement problem.
Okay.
So I just had to walk that through to make sure it wasn't just a door jam that's coming out of whack.
Right.
So all I can tell you is this. It's mm-hmm. you need to fix the foundation if it's a problem.
Okay.
I know you can't afford it. Nobody can afford it. So hopefully whoever you deal with will have financing plans or something that you can deal
right.
with. Or don't close the doors right now. I can tell you this. There's no such thing as emergency foundation repair.
True.
So it's not going to fall down on you.
Right.
Will it get worse? It could get worse. It might not get worse at all. It might stay exactly the same. You can judge that for yourself. But I don't want you to take those doors and start planing them and stuff unless you really have to, because you'll ruin the door.
Right.
When you finally fix the foundation, you're going to end up buying a whole new door unit.
True. So foundation's probably the number one option, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, I would call. This is what I call. It doesn't cost you anything. I don't want you to spend a penny.
Right.
Call Due West Foundation Repair. Have them come out and just evaluate the situation.
Okay.
You don't have to sign anything. You don't have to do anything. That's up to you. But they're not going to hard pressure you.
Okay.
And you'll have it written down what the problem is. They'll do an evaluation.
Okay.
And then at least you have something to say. Hey, Tom, this is what I got now.
Right.
Or hey, I found this out. And so you don't have to spend any money right now. Let's see what's going on.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Bye.
You bet. It's always good to get the information first. Don't start freaking out about it's going to cost this, it's going to do that. Or when they come to your house, if you sign right now, you know, we'll give you 20% off because you're an old person. And anybody that does that really irks me. Why would an old person have more money or have less money than a young person? Some young people don't have near the money an old person has. I know my kids don't have as much money as I have. I can afford foundation repair and I'm over 60. And they're in their 30s and 20s. They can't afford foundation repair. They're just starting out in life. So this whole thing about, oh, you're a senior, or you're this, you're that. If they do that to you, that's fine. But they were going to try to steal 20%, 10%, 5%. They were going to try to get it from you anyway. So there's something wrong with that. I never like that. I think that it's one price, and that's why I have a problem with the health insurance industry. The prices are all over the place. Everybody should pay the same dang price, whether you have insurance or not. All right, let's move on here before I get in trouble. Houston for Lease. Bruce Lessie can help you make money while you sleep. Making money is good. There's nothing wrong with making money. We have a society that's built on making money. I counsel young people all the time about money, and I always tell them, hey, money is freedom. Money is not things. You keep buying things, you'll never have any money, and you'll be a slave to things. You want to be free. In other words, to call your own shots and do what you want to do. And when you have a house that you paid for all your life and you know you have a lot of equity in there. It's your asset. It's worth keeping in your portfolio. You want to move to the Bahamas, wherever you're going, Costa Rica. Maybe you want to, you know, do whatever you want to do. And keep it and call Bruce Leslie at Houston for Lease and let him be your property manager. He takes a little cut. He takes care of your property. He takes care of hundreds of properties. He has crews to do it. He gets the renters, the people that lease. He does background checks. He makes sure they're good. He does checkups constantly, make sure they pay their rent on time. He's had some people under his wing for 10 years, homeowners that have said, hey, I have the same, Bruce has had the same renter in my home for 10 years and they pay the rent on time. They take care of the house as if it's their own. And it's a beautiful thing. And I get my check direct deposited every month from Bruce Leslie. Isn't that the beautiful thing? It is. So you make money while you're out doing what you want to do. And that's your freedom. Bruce Leslie can make it happen for you. He is the property manager that here, he's local. He knows what he's doing. And he's always there for you. I'm going to give you a cell number. 832-654-5670. How can you beat it? Houston for Lease. Call Bruce Leslie. Don't sell your home. Rent your home. Let him take care of it, and you enjoy the fruits.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
This is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. You can call me. We still have open lines and time to take your call. 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Enrique. Enrique, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, sir.
I've got a quick question. I just purchased a house. It was built in 1964. And I've got really bad water pressure inside the house, but outside at the spigot, it's okay. What should I do?
You have galvanized pipes, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, call TDT if you want to spend the money. Those pipes are so corroded. The beauty of the 60s homes and the galvanized pipe is that's old Pittsburgh pipe. It was made here in the United States of America. And it will last forever, but it does corrode on the inside because the water has so many different types of metals and stuff in it that it has probably cut down the area the water can move by at least 50, if not 60, 70%. In some cases, you can cut a piece of pipe out of there and you won't see light through it, but yet water can still transfer through it. And so I think it probably just needs to be sandblasted and relined so you get your full opening of your pipes again, because your pressure is fine up to the spigot because the galvanized pipe in the ground is different than what's going on in your house. And so I think that's what you probably are going to, if you want to restore those pipes, that's the way to go.
Okay, now you said call who?
TDT, Texas Drain Technology.
TDT. Yeah, you got a phone number for them, boss?
I got a phone number. You want it? You bet.
Hold yes,
on.
Sir.
Oh, I'm an old man. I got to get my glasses. Hold on. I like your enthusiasm, and I love old homes. Let's see. It's
713-697-2088. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And that's what we do here, is lead you in the right direction. The one thing, people ask me, do you know someone that does this? I'll say no. Well, you must know somebody. Well, I know a lot of people, but unless I use them, specifically use them for reasons and know them as, you know, more than just, hey, they're buying advertising on your show. I don't do that. I get to, some of these people, heck, they come over to my house. We, you know, talk. They're friends of mine. I mean, there's a lot of different relationships I have with them, but I do have a relationship, so there's a trusting relationship. I've got to feel comfortable and know them more so than just, hey, we want to advertise. It's more than that, and that's why I don't work for radio stations, because they don't like that. They just want the, hey, I just want to advertise. I got a check. Okay, we'll take you. No, I don't do that. All right, Right Touch Electrical. I know Will. Will's come to my house many times. He has saved my life once. It's a long story. I won't go there. But I did not get electrocuted because of Will. And that's a good thing, so I appreciate that very much. Will is a master electrician. That's like having a PhD in electricity when you're a master, because you've worked hard for it. And there's a lot of things you have to do to get there. And that's what they've done at Right Touch Electrical. Now, he started his business, I don't know, years ago, but it was all about, we just want to service the people in Houston. And there was like one truck and two guys, and off they went. One answered the phones. The other one, like Will was a person actually that went out and did the work. Now, I don't know how many trucks and electricians they have, but they follow all the rules and regulations put forth by the state of Texas. State of Texas, they license and regulate several trades, one being electricians. And they follow the electrical requirements. In other words, you have a master electrician, and then you have journeyman electricians, you have apprentice electricians. I know I run electrical training programs, and you have to start out as an apprentice. You can't just jump to the top. And so Will worked his way up and now has his own company, and he's doing very well. And the reason he is because they're so good and so good with their clients. They'll come out and troubleshoot it and just say, okay, here's what we can do to fix it, and this is what it'll cost. It's up to you to say yes or no. They're not going to come in and say, okay, we fixed it, now you got to pay all this money. They don't work that way. All right, Right Touch Electrical. If you have any electrical problems, go with the pros. Go with Right Touch Electrical. To find out more about them, go to homeshowradio.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Abacus Plumbing. Finally, plumbing professionals you can count on. Aquatex Kinetico Water Systems. Better water flows from better thinking. Cherry Company. Recycling concrete to make Houston a greener place every day.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get one more call in before we land this airplane and give it over to the ground crew. Let's talk to Lloyd. Lloyd, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Tom, I my driveway had, you know, they have a line, and there's wood between in there. It's, and all the wood is getting bad. So yes. It might be a big ditch. So I would like to put some kind of, like, you know, the black rubber stuff they put, usually they put in the street onto
yeah.
that. How do I get those?
Lloyd, I would not do that if I were you. And I'll tell you why, because you probably haven't experienced this, but when it gets hot out, that stuff softens up. And when you step on it with your shoe, you take it into the house with you, and you leave footprints of that junk all over the place. On your concrete, your car tires will spread it out. There's not a lot you can do. I can tell you, I've done this show for 34 years, and that probably is one of the very first questions I ever got, and there still is not a good answer to this one, except just let it go and don't do anything. If you really want to do something, there are what we call modified urethanes. You can dig out all the old wood. You can put down what's called a backer rod. It's a foam rod that you put down in there, and then you cover the top with this goop. But again, it doesn't look good, and there's a chance you drag it all over the place. Now, there's another product out there called the driveway gasket. And it is, you have to dig out all the old wood, and it's a rubber, or just a piece of rubber that kind of fits down in there, and you tap it down. And you can put that in there, and I've seen that done before. But what I see with that product is it curls up on the edges, and it starts to pull out, and it starts to stick up in the air. So those are the only ways I know of fixing it. You're not going to get new wood down in there because it's already kind of pushed together. So you end up planing the wood. It gets to be too much trouble. So I don't think you should really do anything. I have never fixed mine, and mine's since 1972. I just don't look down at it. That's about all I can do.
Yeah. Oh, the weeds keep coming up. You know,
weeds come out a lot of places. I've heard people tell me this. I understand weeds. Weeds come in flower beds. Weeds come in the sidewalks. Weeds come in the streets. You know, you got to pick the weeds or put a little weed killer on there and kill the weeds. I understand that.
Yeah.
But weeds will get in there even if there's a piece of wood. If there's a little dirt and a seed, you know, bird drops it. Boom, you got a weed growing. You can drive down the freeway and you can see weeds coming out of the freeway. But that's always, we're never going to win the weed war. The weeds will always win unless we just stay with it. It's a constant battle. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right.
I had a better answer. Maybe someday before I die or retire, whatever comes first, somebody will come up with something that actually makes sense. But right now, I don't know of anything, Lloyd. If you find something, let me know.
Oh, sure. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Tom. Have a good day, Tom.
Thank you very much. But yeah, that's one that never came up with a better answer. The vinyl siding, everything, most of the stuff has gone away or something else came up to improve on it. This one just hasn't. I know the driveway gasket was the last thing that came out. I don't know. I've seen pictures of it. I've seen it in some people's driveways after about 4 or 5 years, and it doesn't look good to me. I think it looks worse. But that's just me. I just don't want to do something and have it look worse over the years. If you put something in there, it should last 20-plus years, and nothing out there is doing that. The modified urethanes, they all curl up on the edge like a bad caulk job in a Holiday Inn. And I say Holiday Inn because, I mean, hotels in general. Holiday Inns are just fine. My father used to be a corporate pilot for Holiday Inn, so I'm not going to beat him up too much. And he was a inspector, too. All right, U.S. Pool Builders is who you call when you want to put in a new pool. And I tell you, it's not a bad time to talk to Colt over there at U.S. Pool Builders right now. Now, will he start digging a hole Christmas Day? Of course not. You don't want to have all that mess when you have Christmas. I know nobody's supposed to get together for Christmas and Thanksgiving, but my kids are coming to town and they're bringing their other halves with them. I don't care. And we're not going to wear masks. I might take some Lysol and spray everybody in the face. That's about it. That's my family. We come up and we go down together. That's the way it is. I'm the oldest one in the room and I'll survive. I'll be fine. Anyway, you know, you don't want to do it during the holidays, but you can plan. Now, if you talk to Colt now, and because you want to get on it right after the first, because in springtime, you want to enjoy your pool. It takes a little while to build it. It takes a little while to design it. And so you can start the process, and you don't have to do it all in one day. You talk a little here, talk a little there, some drawings come back and forth until you get it just the way you want it. And you say, all right, after the first of the year, we'll pull the trigger on it. And I want a pool in my backyard. U.S. Pool Builders, that's the company you call. So to find out more about them and see the beautiful work they do, go to homeshowradio.com for all our certified home show pros, including Colt, over at U.S. Pool Builders. And take a look at his website, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They are very good at what they do.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.